Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Diane Farsetta. In our top spin, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is fending off charges of hypocrisy. Schwarzenegger has been praised for his work in California on global warming and other environmental issues. Less than a year ago, he was featured on the cover of Newsweek magazine's Leadership and the Environment issue. Schwarzenegger often trumpets his state's advances for the environment, as this clip from a state tree lighting event shows.
It's powered not by regular electricity, but by a hydrogen fueling cell, because we are now environmentally a cool state. You know, we are doing all kinds of great things to make sure that we are protecting the environment and we are fighting global warming. This state has its act together. We are national leaders on that subject, so I'm very proud of that.
But it turns out that the governor's daily commute is more than 700 miles round trip by plane. The damage done to the environment in an hour by his plane is the equivalent of what a small car does in a year. Schwarzenegger counters that he purchases carbon offsets. But as the Weekly Radio Spin previously reported, there is growing concern that offset programs are more greenwash than green solutions.
Despite growing concern about the environmental impact of bottled water and misleading advertising, PepsiCo, Starbucks, and Matt Damon are teaming up to push a new brand. The marketing campaign for the Ethos brand of water focuses on the millions of Africans who don't have access to clean, safe drinking water. But only 5 cents of the nearly $2 price tag will actually go to charity. Critics say that if the real goal is to support impoverished people, then direct donations to organizations working on the issue would be more effective. As with so many cause-related marketing schemes, it seems that the corporate reputation and bottom line will benefit more than the people whose plight is being used to market the product.
Even lobbying firms sometimes have standards, even if they aren't as high as we'd like them to be. The head of the Bell Pottinger lobbying firm recently testified in front of a British parliamentary committee. He said that his firm had been approached by the southern African country of Zimbabwe. He explained that when Bell Pottinger is approached by overseas companies or countries, it would, quote, talk to the Foreign Office, take a view, look at whether we would want to work for that type of country or company, end quote. Bell Pottinger decided not to work for the government of Zimbabwe. Considering that the firm has worked for big tobacco, pro-nuclear interests, and junk food producers, that's saying something.
Monsanto is investing in a fake citizens group called American Farmers for the Advancement and Conservation of Technology, or AFACT. The front group receives funding from Monsanto and was set up by the agri-marketing firm Osborne & Barr, which was started by two former Monsanto employees and has previously done work for the agribusiness giant. AFACT was formed to push Monsanto's agenda of preventing dairy products from being labeled as not containing Monsanto's bovine growth hormone. RBGH forces cows to produce more milk. If they are successful, consumers will not be able to choose hormone-free dairy products.
And now it's time to play 6 degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. We just mentioned Monsanto and their bovine growth hormone, RBGH. RBGH is just one of the products that Monsanto has inflicted on the world. Others include Agent Orange, DDT, PCBs, and genetically modified foods. Over its century in business, Monsanto has been involved in some of the world's largest tragedies. During World War II, they helped create the first nuclear bomb for the United States Manhattan Project. In the 1960s, Monsanto formed a partnership with a German firm that produced Zyklon B for Nazi gas chambers. During the Vietnam War, the Agent Orange that Monsanto sold to the U.S. government had double the dioxin levels than that of its competitors. Vietnamese civilians and U.S. Army personnel exposed to Agent Orange, which the U.S. sprayed from planes, have suffered high levels of fatal cancers and birth defects. Monsanto's genetically modified crops are not affected by the company's potent herbicide, while surrounding weeds and beneficial life of all kinds are eradicated. To add insult to injury, Monsanto has sued farmers for growing their GM crops without a license, even when farmers say their fields were contaminated by nearby GM crops.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.